mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you are able to join us today. It is Thursday, the 10th day of February, 2005. We're 10 days into the second month of this year, and I still am not used to saying 2005. Welcome. We've got a guest coming up to talk about 9/11 and the big hit piece that is coming out. We have an advanced copy that is coming out next week in Popular Mechanics, and it illustrates how the establishment carries out their propaganda actions on a host of fronts. So this will kind of be a lesson in how the establishment builds up straw men and then tears them down. They don't fight our real arguments. They don't fight our real evidence. They play a lot of silly little tricks. And being conscious of those tricks, you'll find them pulling it on toll roads in your area, or on taxes, or on your school policies, or on the war in Iraq, or 100 other issues. They have the same handbook, the same system. And you can always tell when it's got the mark of the Pentagon on it, because they follow, you can guess what they're going to write next. I mean, it's not hard. Speaking of that, Pentagon to broadcast to millions of U.S. homes. The U.S. military is to beam its own news coverage to millions of Americans, moving on from its phase of embedding journalists, or as some would say, a policy of restricting and controlling the flow of information. The Pentagon will now produce and disseminate the news itself. Now, 2 years ago they announced, 2.5 years ago, time is flying, oh, we're going to have the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence, and we're going to lie to you. And then that was the end of the report. And now we see the lying. And if they ever get caught lying, they can just say, well, we said we'd lie to you, as if that makes it okay. It's like, now I'm going to drop by and rob your house, okay? Not just joking, and then when I come rob your house, you go, it was just a game. I told you I was coming by to rob it. Unbelievable propaganda. So we'll be going over this report. Cop tasers boy into cardiac arrest. Taser International's answer, increase the power. Yes, yeah, so now it's like 80-something deaths in the last 2 years. A few months ago it was 74 deaths. And all these people going into cardiac arrest, having all these problems, their answer, increase the power. And there's another headline, Chicago Sun-Times. Both these are out of the Chicago Sun-Times. Gun-toting cops on drug raid bust two-year-old's birthday party. Now, again, what we do is we go to the Chicago Sun-Times or pick a paper like the Washington Post or pick a paper like the Miami Herald. We can only go to so many papers every day. If we were to go to the other newspapers, I'm sure you'll find stuff worse than this. There's so much horrible stuff. Literally, we're swimming in piles of it. We just have to kind of reach in and scoop out some of the cess to analyze it here on air. It's just an endless sea, you know, horizon to horizon. Just nothing eclipses it. It's just unending, constantly producing more and more at a exponential rate. But we'll go over it. Blair says they're not going to rule out attacking Iran. Yeah. Man, we're losing in Iraq. Let's go to Iran. That's a great plan. Our own government admits they're 4 years away from a nuke, if they're even trying to make one. But let's invade now. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's fun to watch stuff blowing up on TV. We can sit back and eat pizza and drink beer. You know, liquor sales were record during the shock and awe. It's fun to kill them Arabs. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Minutes, 35 seconds into this first hour. It's our second segment. Thank you for joining us today on this Thursday edition. We're going to be, of course, taking your phone calls throughout the broadcast today, and we've got a special guest coming up to talk about some of the latest 9/11 information and the government spin coming out of some of their shoddier little organs. So you do not want to miss that in the second hour. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And of course, the website's all freshly updated for you daily, multiple times daily, by the way, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're joining us for the first time, you're wondering, what's this broadcast about? You know, who is this Alex Jones individual? Well, I'm somebody who loves freedom, and I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, and I know that both parties are controlled by a global crime syndicate, a global mafia that calls itself globalist or the New World Order, or those for global governance, but it all means the same thing. And they're giving us national ID cards, they are deindustrializing us, Their public plan is to only let us have one child. Their public plan is to forcibly drug at least half the population by 2010. And, yes, even put microchips under our skin forcibly. And by 2025, to forcibly put brain chips in our brain. That's the Army's own report. And I had a top professor on earlier this week saying how great it is and admitting he knows about the military reports. It sounds insane. It is insane. We are in 2005. Stuff's crazy. The Washington Post reports like it's no big deal. Chimeras, over 50 species of, part human, part pig, part human, part spider, part human, part chimpanzee. That's just the stuff they're admitting that's going on. You notice they're not showing you images of the creatures on the news. And there's kind of a reality gap, though. I mean, I have people email me and walk up to me on the street occasionally and, Alex, you're a liar, there's no black box in my car. Or, Alex, you're a liar, there's no New World Order. Or really delusional stuff like, Alex, you're a liar, there's no cross-species genetic engineering creations. I've told the story probably 10 times of the guy who walked up to me a couple years ago when I was at Conan's Pizza, Chicago-style pizza they got here in Austin, picking up a pizza, and a guy walks over, kind of pokes me in the back, and I turn around, and he goes, I used to listen to you for years and believe you, but not after I saw your TV show the other night. You were saying there's creatures that are part goat, part spider, and you're a liar. I said, what are you talking about? Just type spider goat in a search engine. I don't need to. I had biology at UT. I have a degree. And I said, well, are you a practicing biologist? I mean, no, I do something else. Well, when were you in school? 1970-something. And I said, buddy, it isn't 1973. That was the year. Why do I use that as an example? Because I come on the air and I talk about this stuff, and people are living in the past, folks. And they won't even check out what I have to say. And then when they finally do see it on the news telling them how great it is, I see some of these people on the street again. They go, okay, it's true, but it's good. You're still a kook. Okay, all right, it's all good then. Just enjoy it. Enjoy record trade deficits. Enjoy them telling you how great the economy is as it gets worse and worse, according to all the real economic indexes and indicators that we have. Okay, fine. The economy's great. And I, last night in the parking lot of the TV station, one of my oldest conservative friends here in town, a guy who's been arrested at pro-life demonstrations and spent months in jail for it, and a really good guy, I just said, I hear you guys on talk radio, and he works on talk radio. I go, I hear you guys on talk radio saying how Bush is really cutting the budget and how conservative it is. And I go, it's not true. It's $2.6 trillion. No, Clinton's biggest budget was $1.7 trillion. And he goes, well, you got to start somewhere. And I go, what does that mean? What does that mean? And I said, by the way, I'm going in here tonight on the TV show, and I'm going to air 15 minutes of Christians having their arms broken by police on news footage from the late 80s, early 90s, something that most people never seen. I mean, it looks like Abu Ghraib, the photos we saw, on steroids. I mean, taking a woman's arm with nunchucks and going, you will pay, rah, breaking her arm, and breaking pastors' arms and priests' arms. I mean, I got a whole bunch of it, and I said, I'm going to go in there because I'm a liberal, and I'm going to stand up against this, being sarcastic to the individual. And I said, now I want you to know that all these programs of George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton and the racketeering charges against Christians and all of it, I want you to know it's getting worse. And you know about Christians getting arrested and charged with 47 years in prison for preaching on the street peaceably. And you know about people getting 2 years in prison for preaching. And you know about all this, don't you? That's sort of getting in his face. And he goes, yeah, yeah, okay, I guess it is bad. And just got in his car and drove off. Good, I forced you. I made you face it. Ugh. I'm going to break your conditioning if it takes me the rest of my life. All of you. What's wrong with you? The problem is we don't have the rest of our lives to fix this. The country is falling apart. All right, excuse me. I just started thinking about that footage that I aired many years ago, and I aired it again last night. And it's going on all over the country, folks. And it's the anti-war protesters it's happening to. It's conservatives it's happening to. Yesterday, a small group of peaceful protesters stood in front, 80 yards in front of the Supreme Court building talking about Abu Ghraib. And they just said unauthorized protest, and the cops came over and beat them up. They'll do it in front of news cameras now, folks. But see, it was only acceptable to do it to Christians and conservatives in the late 80s and through the 90s with Butch Reno. It was only acceptable, and the ACLU didn't care, the left didn't care. Oh, they're getting what they deserve. They're bad. They're dangerous. You know, they shouldn't be protesting out front abortion clinics. And now it's happening to everybody. But see, it's just like the inauguration back on the 20th of last month, the coronation 20 days ago of Lord Bush. They banned crosses, and so that made the left happy. And they banned anti-war signs, and so that made the right happy. And of course, Christians and the leftists ignored it, and I want to commend them, and still showed up with their banners and their crosses. And you know, that's good, because those are criminal orders. I mean, those aren't laws. Those violate the First Amendment. But that's what they do. They violate one side's rights, and then the other group goes, it's okay. Then they violate the other group, and it's okay. And really, the New World Order then gets to abuse everybody in the final equation. And so it's a legitimizing of all this. And it's very, very dangerous. And that's why I wanted to, you know, kind of preface what I'm about to cover with that little rant I just did. This is out of Reuters. Scholar defiant amid furor over 9-1-1 remarks. And I first just want to say that Ward Churchill is a bully. Some of what he says makes a lot of sense. But, you know, rat poison is 98% nutritious food for the rodent. But with Mr. Churchill, it's about 50-50. 50% poison, 50% good food. Nourishment to the mind. Just the same thing with Michael Wiener, Savage, and all these other people. Now, there's a lot of stuff they say that's true. A lot of stuff Bill Clinton says that's true. But a lot of it's lies. A lot of it's manipulative. And the solutions they give you are false. So this guy comes out, and I've got his quotes right here, and he says the people in the towers were basically little Adolf Eichmanns and deserved to die, and Al-Qaeda was striking back against the evil abuses of the American empire, and these people were the central core of the technocracy, the technocrats, to use his term, in there, and that they deserved it. No, I don't think, sir, and I mean, I just really, when people talk like this, and they're a big, fat bully like him, I've seen him in action here in Austin. I'll tell you more about it when we get back from break, but the point is, the poor single mothers that are trying to pay off their debts from secretary school, who were in there by the thousands, who love their children, who just wanted to provide for their family, the old janitor who'd been a Vietnam vet who was up there sweeping the floors, the hundreds of janitors, the firefighters that ran in there to save people, the police officers that went in there to save people. Okay, don't you compare them to Nazis, you punk. You big, fat bully. How dare you glorify Al-Qaeda? And how dare you play into the hands of the New World Order? And I think that's exactly what you're doing, and I think you know what you're doing, and I think Ward Churchill's a federal agent. In fact, I bet my right arm he is. My gut, my nose knows he is. Pun intended. I know. I can tell. I got 1,000 different indicator points on this guy over the years, and I can tell stuff like this, and I'll give you some of the examples why. This is so sick. This is so evil. Just like when talk show hosts say, oh, they're subhuman, torture them, or they're just blowing off steam in Abu Ghraib. They're not human, or they're Nazis. They don't have rights. It's the same thing we're getting out of the left. It's the same thing on the left that cheered. We got the video of them cheering as they break women's arms who are standing out front abortion clinics. And let me tell you something. They're going to, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I can see their plan. When we get back, stay with us.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All right, let me try to break down my philosophy that was the Founding Fathers' philosophy and, well, Jesus Christ's philosophy. And just common sense, decent humanity. Okay, you have a rule that we're all human beings. We all deserve dignity. We don't dehumanize any group. We don't torture them. We don't kill them. We don't ever legitimize the mass murder of innocents. Whether they're Iraqi children or people in the World Trade Center towers. And this is how the globalists play it. They understand human nature. You know, primitive tribalist nature. You know, kill the other tribe, they're not human, they're animals. And so we've got the left with the Ward Churchills and the rest of them. It's a very prominent view that, oh, man, praise Al-Qaeda. They're just great fighters who stood up against the evil American empire, and, you know, they did a wonderful job. But wait a minute, Ward Churchill, you're a Native American activist. You get up on TV and radio and in print, and you talk about the horrible massacres at Wounded Knee in places of innocence. And, you know, what did the cavalrymen that were killing those Native American men, women, and children? Oh, they're animals. They do horrible things. They don't deserve the rules of war. Just kill them all. Why, they're evil. They're heathen. Same thing, like you said. Oh, the people in the towers were Nazis. So what if they died? You know, Al-Qaeda did a great thing. You see how that works? Or when Tony Blakely says, seize, you know, the editor of the Washington Times editorial page, seize Seymour Hersh. Charge him. Execute him. He's un American. He doesn't, you know, deserve rights. Kill him. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And so we see this all over the place. And so to the left out there that's listening, that just because I exposed George Bush thinks that, you know, I'm your darling or something. No, I'm not. Not until you come to your senses and reality. Understand something. And get it through your head. You guys didn't do a thing under Clinton when they were breaking Christians' arms and torturing people in plain view. It was good. It was okay because they're not human, because they're bad. And when Bill Clinton was mass murdering in Serbia, and pulling off that scam. Oh, well, they're evil. They're like Nazis. Kill them, kill them, kill them. Again, you need to stop switching off your thinking process, and you need to get a moral base. And then you can gauge the world, and things will make sense. Things aren't going to make sense if we're totally immoral, folks. And I know the so-called left, because I say it doesn't even exist, it's just a false political spectrum, you know, fed garbage, garbage in, garbage out, the mind's a computer. You guys are going to love Patriot Act 1 and 2. You're going to love all of this big, fat police state that's been created when the globalists put a Democrat in. They're going to build up this revolutionary fervor against Bush, just like they did against Clinton. Then they gave you a Bush. And then they're going to give you a savior, a Democrat. And it won't matter what this Democrat does. Suddenly, you're not going to have a problem with any of the tyranny they bring us. I can see the setup now. And the Ward Churchills of the world and the people that put images of hanging troops on their houses and, you know, the people that, you know, say and do all of this, you're going to be in control and you're going to love the tyranny you've got. We got a call a few weeks ago when I was talking about Tony Blakely, talking about, you know, getting people and executing him for their political views and what they report on. And a caller called in and said, well, you know, I've kind of got the communist view myself. What they're doing is wrong. I'd like to get them and put them on the griddle. I'd like to get them and give them their own medicine. You do not fight fire with fire. You do not become that which you hate or that which you fight. Now, I love this doublespeak of Saddam was evil, he tortured, but we're good. We torture them. Yes, torture's good. Again, the globalists know what they're doing. And somebody like Ward Churchill, the worst part about him coming out and saying the people deserve to die, they're a bunch of Nazis, everybody in the towers are a bunch of Nazis, it's ridiculous. The worst thing he does is act like Al-Qaeda's heroes or something. Al-Qaeda is not some group from caves having NORAD stand down and warning public officials not to fly and doing CIA put options, and you know that, Churchill. You're not stupid. This punk professor out putting all this out, this bully, and he is a bully. I've seen him in action here locally. No, they know exactly what they're doing, see? And then that will enrage all the conservatives to find themselves even tighter to Bush and these false policies, meanwhile conditioning the throngs of the left that murdering masses of innocent Americans is somehow heroic for the horrible globalist purges that are coming when they create another fake counter-revolution in the future. It's amazing. We'll come back, talk about it more, and take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The last 20 minutes I've been ranting and raving about Ward Churchill coming out and saying, well, you know, the people that died in the towers, they were basically Nazis and Al-Qaeda's a bunch of heroes. Let me try to just condense down why this is so horrible. On multiple levels, and then we'll go to Abel and Robert and Mike and Tangi and John and others that are patiently holding. Then later we do have an expert guest coming on about 9/11 and this, I have no doubt, Pentagon hit piece put out by Popular Mechanics, and please don't go buy the magazine. It's not even on store shelves yet. We got an advanced copy through our spies, our sources, but, our moles, even within the institutions themselves. But continuing, though, I do want to encourage all of you. Number one, I've made some great videos that are very powerful, informative, dynamic, scary. They wake people up. They shatter the false left-right paradigm. They cover a whole host of issues. Each film is really multiple films in one. And secondarily, we need your support. I mean, I've got three webmasters and, all the things that we do, and I've already spent, it's coming up on $20,000 on this new film I'm producing. It's not out yet, but all the other films are excellent, and we do need your support. And, you know, I rarely ask for your support. I mean, number one, they're good videos. They're great videos. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny is really the preeminent 9/11 film that many experts have pointed out, and it's been lauded, because it doesn't just cover 9/11. It shows you the history of governments blowing up buildings, killing people, blowing up ships, government documents admitting why they do it, to blame it on enemies. So, because, see, 50, 60, 100, 200 years later, governments will come right out and admit they blow stuff up. So, see, we have all these admissions. So we show people all these admissions. And then we get into Operation Northwoods. And then we get into the first World Trade Center bombing in Oklahoma City on September 11th. And that's why it's so convincing. And then the last, it's almost 3 hours long, 170 minutes long. Then the last 20 minutes or so, we get into the master plan of the New World Order, the control grid, what they're setting up. I mean, you really get an education with this film. I know a lot of you already have Road to Tyranny. But if you don't have it, you really need it. And then there's part two of Road to Tyranny that's mainly about 9/11 itself. I mean, Road to Tyranny gives you, the facts and covers more than most films do on September 11th. But Masters of Terror, a little over 2 hours long, and I'd say 70, 80% of it is just about 9/11 itself. Very detailed, hundreds of points. So if you got a real skeptic, give them Masters of Terror. Some have said it's the best film. Then there's Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours 44 minutes long, and it's really 4 or 5 films in one. I keep saying 3 or 4. It's like 4 or 5. I mean, who the globalists are, what the New World Order is, who the neocons are, the false left-right paradigm, what their master plan is, then Patriot Act 1 and 2, Victory Acts, Homeland Security, the cashless society control grid, government-run white slavery rings. I mean, it really gives you the big picture of any of the films. Police State 3 Total Enslavement's excellent. Of course, there's Police State 2000, black helicopters burning buildings, foreign troops attacking, fire shooting out. We're there with cameras, interviewing police chiefs, throwing them out for attempted bribery, total bedlam. I'm not kidding, folks. I couldn't mention all the stuff that's in Road to Tyranny. Robots with shotguns walking around in Central Texas, Special Forces troops, cars blowing up, helicopters flying around. That's 5 minutes of the film. I mean, folks, I've been to these urban warfare drills. I've been to all this stuff. I've witnessed them do fake terror alerts in Austin. You just got to get these videos. It takes hours to describe what's in them. I can't do it. Everybody that's seen my films, you know I jam-pack them. Jam-pack them. You need to have these videos. American Dictators is my newest video. It's excellent. I got deals where you get American Dictators for $19.95. Each additional copy is $5.95. I'm still offering that incredible special. Same thing with Road to Tyranny. Buy one for $24.95. Each additional, $5.95. And I'm not offering it much longer. In fact, I'm about to make major changes on the shopping cart. So take advantage of it. 1-888-253-3139 to order. Give them a call. Order the videos. Ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. And order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Watch free clips of the films, read about them, look at all the specials at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, my weekly TV reports. Most weeks there's two of them. Every week there's one of them. All my best audio interviews, all my films, dozens of other great films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books. It's ridiculous! 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me just try to calm down a bit, because I get very upset about this Ward Churchill thing. Let me take a delicious drink of coffee and try to just briefly explain why I'm so angry about this. Not just for the reasons you're angry about it, but from a deeper research of Ward Churchill. And I'm not saying I know it all. I just uniquely, this is what I do. I study this stuff all the time, and I actually... Well, something about this guy about 2 years ago, I began researching him quietly. I get feelings about people. I got a feeling about Schwarzenegger many years ago. I had a bad feeling about Ward Churchill, and then I had a chance to see him here in Austin and then read one of his books, and I don't want to spend all day on him. You know, he's just one more, you know, what floating around in the latrine. I'm sorry to use that analogy, but he deserves that. I mean, I want to slap him upside the head, but I wouldn't do that because I'm a nonviolent person. Because he's an arrogant punk. You know, sometimes I might seem like a bully, but that's just because I get angry and upset about what's happening. But Ward Churchill came to town and gave a speech. Then he went on a show, Veterans for Peace, with Don Darling here locally. Really nice guy. Naval captain, sub-rescue commander. I mean, did a lot of classified stuff he can't get into. Just a real hero, a really good guy. And he speaks out against the New World Order, and it's really woken up to a lot of stuff. And I turn on the TV, and there's Ward Churchill on TV with Don Darling. He's being really mean to him, talking down to him. He's like 6'6", 6'7", maybe taller. I mean, he's just like an NBA basketball player. And he's in his face on his own show going, no, you're full of it. It's a war. America's got to go down. America's evil. Blah, blah, blah. And, I'd already researched him some. I'm like, this guy is just, he's evil. You know, he has that aura. You know, he's a megalomaniac. And, you know, his spirit isn't right. You know, whereas he may look fair, but he felt foul, to use a Lord of the Rings analogy. And so then I researched him a little bit more, and I read this essay everybody's talking about where he says, they're all little Adolf Eichmanns in the towers, and, you know, they all deserve to die because, you know, they're the technocrats that help. And I just thought about all of those firefighters, all of those police, but they're not, they signed on for danger. It's bad enough. They died. But the little ladies, you know, who went in as secretaries and the people there, you know, the guy working on the lights and the woman who was the janitor and just, you know, all those people. And then all the CEOs were out of the building, literally, at a meeting with Warren Buffett out of Moffett Air Force Base in Nebraska, and Bush flies in. I mean, it's so obvious. And you know, all of this has happened. And he's saying that, so what? Yeah, they deserve to die, and Al-Qaeda are these big heroes. Well, this is it in a nutshell. The guy's got to be an agent, and basically he's setting things up for future race war in America, and he's legitimizing a kind of red terror in America, something the globalists will control, for the fake left counter-revolution that will come in after Bush is out of office, and it's going to be bad. But the worst thing he does is legitimize in the minds of millions of so-called liberals that Al-Qaeda is independent and that Al-Qaeda is heroic when they are properly called Al-Qaeda. And I had the former head of the CIA's analyst group in the 1980s on yesterday saying, Bin Laden's CIA and our government's probably going to carry out terror attacks. There are hundreds of academics and professors saying the government carried it out. Do you see them in AP and Reuters? Oh, no, you don't see them in the news. How dare this academic say the government's behind it? Fire them. Oh, no, they don't give attention. They give attention to Ward Churchill with this horribly evil statement that is on par, perhaps even worse, than, yeah, them Iraqis are subhumans. Kill them all. Nuke Fallujah. Torture them. Yeah, they're not humans. They deserve it. You know, I feel the same rage against Churchill that I feel against Wiener and all the rest of them on the other side of this false debate. But notice Wiener is an old dirty beatnik from the 60s. You know, a top, I mean, you want to read his writings, folks, a top a little commie organizer, you know, in the 60s. And just like the neocons are all Trotskyites who couldn't take over, quote, they became conservatives. Again, I'm not even saying it's a communist conspiracy. These international crime cartels take control of any movement they can. And so it's just so clear what's going on here. And so the left's being conditioned that mass murder of innocents in America is good, and then the right's being conditioned that the mass murder and the imperial attacks against other countries is good, and across the board we're all having our moral compasses crushed, smashed, and we're being lowered to the level of Nazis. All, you think the Nazis felt like they were killing animals. The Nazis thought they were fighting for their Reich. You know, they thought they were, it's the same thing. Well, Ward Churchill, well, these people deserve to die. You know, they're Nazis. They're not human. See how that works? And, oh, I've got so many other points. There's so many facets to this. And it's very, very dangerous. It's very, very scary. We're going to go to Abel and Robert and Mike and everybody. We're going to go to you. I want to go to John first, because I think I mentioned John. I think he was able to get in. If this was the same John from Ohio who I talked about earlier, who called in when we were talking about Tony Blakely saying, arrest Seymour Hersh, execute him. And then John called in and said, well, you know, how about people that talk like that? How about they get put on the griddle? And I was saying, see, this is the paradigm that's going to make the globalists win. John, is this the same John?
Yes, Alex. You know, I think a lot of what you do is great, but then I'm absolutely crestfallen when I hear you use the same kind of straw man tar brushing that you resent. And I think that I don't know this character, Ward Churchill, and if what you say is what he actually said, I would have the same kinds of sentiments.
I got his quotes right here.
Okay, but I'm not questioning that. But I'm saying that the genuine left, I'm an unaffiliated leftist, I consider myself. The real left, the socialists like WSWS.org or workers.org.
Okay,
laborwars.com. They have the same view of the U.S. attack on Yugoslavia. They have the same view that you have of Al-Qaeda. So I say that rather than use this kind of calumny against them, I think that is divisive. And I believe other people, I have an instinct.
Well, let me tell you, I know a lot of socialists, and they just love Al-Qaeda, and they just think it's a great hero, that they don't understand that it's Al-Qaeda.
Well, WSWS.org believes that it is Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda is CIA. They believe that the 9/11 attacks were complicit with the American government. They've written articles along these lines.
Well, do you see then how Churchill is being used as an example, saying those poor secretaries and people deserve to die?
Absolutely. I agree with you entirely. He's probably an agent. But I also believe, and I have an instinct, that these characters like this J. Smith that is constantly on your program is also an agent. I think he's that kind of demented propaganda would be even demented in the 50s Cold War, let alone now. I think that is the kind of boogeyman propaganda.
You know something? Hey, John, the communists were a creation of the globalists. Pastor Smith's doing a great job exposing it, and you need to realize that your own commie movement is controlled by the bankers.
Are you saying that you're going to suddenly join the neocons when they attack Chavez in Venezuela?
Hey, what are you talking about? Listen, I listen to Pastor Smith's program. It's not even on this network. I listen to it when I'm out driving around at night because it's on a station. I can hear it, and he exposes the neocons. You don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call. You need to wake up and grow up. Abel in Nevada. Go ahead, Abel.
Yeah, you were talking about the mind control the other day.
Yes.
There was a book called The Hidden Persuaders written in the late 50s. And who was it? It was Curtis Schaefer said that, if I can quote from him real fast, it's only take about 15 seconds, says, the ultimate achievement of biocontrol may be the control of man himself. The controlled subjects would never be permitted to think as individuals. A few months after birth, the surgeon would equip each child with a socket mounted under the scalp and the electrodes reaching selected areas of the brain tissue, and the child's sensory perceptions and muscular activity could be either modified or completely ignored or completely controlled by bioelectrical signals.
Well,
radiating.
Aldous Huxley talked about that in 62 at Berkeley.
Right.
He's been in the laboratories and seen it.
This book was written in 57, and this is a book about how advertisers just get advertising.
Well, you don't need the socket interface because the TV interfaces through the optic nerve into the brain.
Right. Well, they were probably behind on technology back then, but that, you know.
But it's an automatic interface. It's what you could call a wireless interface when you watch TV.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, for people who say, oh, this is, you know, a bunk or this is just brand new, they've been working on it for years, you know.
Huxley, folks, whose brother ran the UN program, in 62 said in 60 that he was in secret labs in England and saw wireheads.
Right.
And well, Philip K. Dick didn't invent that term.
I just want to make that point, and thanks for your show.
All right, I appreciate the call, sir. Excellent point. Send me a copy of that book, or Xerox copies of the pages. Robert in Colorado, welcome, sir.
Good morning, Alex.
The home of the pig goblin, Ward Churchill.
You know, I never even heard of him until 2 weeks ago. He's new to me, so I guess you're more into than I am.
Well, he's a piece of work. What's on your mind?
Oh, several things. Number one, two great shows the past 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. Your guests were excellent. The transhumanist from Tuesday, he scared me. I think he basically wants to put a chip in everybody.
Oh, he said everyone will have to have a chip. You didn't hear that? He said, oh, yes, you'll have to go along with the rest of us. You can't hold us up.
Yeah, and I don't think he realized what he was saying, so he was scary. But at any rate, and the guy yesterday was very good also. Oh, I got that little remark you made yesterday about Janet Reno. I think you called her Butch. Is that correct?
Yes.
That might have went over where everybody else is at, but I caught it. Have you had a chance to read Vaccine A by Gary Matsumoto yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, please do. It's a great book. It talks about anthrax vaccinations and how deadly they are and the history of them.
Well, that's now admitted. I mean, it's not even debatable.
Yeah, exactly. He did his research in the great book. I'm about halfway through it. If you get a chance, pick it up, and I'd love to hear him on your show. Great book. And I guess that's all I have. Keep up the good work and enjoy listening to your show.
All right. Bio con Dios, my friend. We'll be back with Mike and Tangi and everybody else on the other side and a ton of other news. Don't let them dehumanize you, folks. All human life is sacred, whether it's an unborn baby or an Iraqi.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
It's Mission Possible. Defend humanity from the order of death. The New World Order. We're about to go to Mike and Tangi and many others. Let me just say one more thing about Ward Churchill. You know, coming out, no, Al-Qaeda's heroic. People that deserve to die in the towers. They were little Adolf Eichmanns. That's a Pentagon plan, even if he doesn't know he's following it. P2OG is meant to make al-Qaeda heroes overseas, radicalize the Muslims, get them to fight back so the globalists have a pretext to go in and invade. And so, you know, al-CIA didn't do the Arabs any favor carrying on 9/11. That was the pretext for this invasion. But see how the phony left helped set this up and promote it? Meanwhile, demonizing anybody who's against the war, oh, you must be with that Ward Churchill who says Al-Qaeda, you know, was defending. It's just so sick. All right, let's talk to Mike in California. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
I've been on the show many times. I just have three things. One, on your show 911, The Road of Tyranny, I have a copy of that, and I'm making copies for non-profitable purposes, but to many other people where I live, because it's a conservative city where I live, San Diego. But they tell me that, oh, they come back to me and give me this footage. Oh, so by 2020, we'll have the microchip inside of us. But you're exposing it as of today. Now we see microchips in the first family, as we saw on your 911, The Road of Tyranny. What are your thoughts on that? Like, I mean, like a brief little, you know, opinion on that. Like, when do you think we will actually be, as Americans, stabled into the microchip society?
After the globalists carry out nuke attacks and have national drafts and get us even under more control, it's a long way away. I mean, it's already starting with old people and some prisoners, and they're making some of the military take it. But it's just going to get progressively worse over the next 10, 15 years.
And two more things. One quick thing is that, oh, how could I dodge the draft if the draft was to come back? Because I'm 17 now, and I just turned 17 in September. But from what I hear,
let me try to answer that question. Thanks for the call. They're making deals with Mexico, deals with Canada. Already made it with Canada, Pan American Union, where they will extradite you back to serve. And you know, again, folks, this isn't even a declared war, so it's not even dodging the draft. This is a criminal war. And you got a bunch of draft dodgers in there that are not going to make you go serve in their army and then give you experimental vaccines and make you breathe depleted uranium. Just on those reasons right there, that's cruel and unusual torture. You should refuse. And if enough people refuse, they can't put everybody in jail. They can just try to persecute a few people, you know, like Muhammad Ali or something, you know, prominent people to scare everybody else into going along with it. Tangi in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. I wanted to say I've been studying Ward Churchill for a while, and I wanted to correct you on something. When he was referring to the little Eichmanns, he explicitly said he was not referring to the policemen, the firemen, the innocent bystanders. He was referring...
Look, I've got his quotes here from Reuters in his press conference. He said he doesn't apologize... That the
he
people who died in there were the
well,
technocrats.
The point. He says explicitly he is not referring to the firemen.
Well, he may be backing off what he said now, but I have the original quotes. And let me add something else here. He's saying Al-Qaeda was fighting against the evil America. Al-Qaeda is CIA. It empowered this war, and any idiot knows that. Do you understand how destructive that is, saying Al-Qaeda's good?
No, he never, and that's another... falsehood about.
Oh, Ward really?
Churchill.
He said they were responding.
He does not. And I've read his work. He does not promote.
Oh, really?
Violence.
So,
what he's saying, what he's making a point, is that they are pushing back as far as, you know, the atrocities that we're committing throughout the world. People, not just Al Qaeda, but
that's what he said. The 9/11 attacks.
Exactly. They're pushing back, essentially, for what we've done to them.
Oh, so you think Al-Qaeda is real and it really carried out the attacks?
No, I think Al-Qaeda is a CIA creation,
okay.
And I believe Ward Churchill believes that too.
Oh,
but
okay.
At some point...
Whatever, stay there. You can keep being an apologist if you want.